day with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about an issue today that I believe is vital for us to grasp and understand and be in serious prayer about the future of our nation, be in serious prayer about the coming up election November the 5th, and I think that we need to plan, pray, and participate. I believe that we need to be ready to participate in the voting. Perhaps you've heard me say before in the recent years that in 2020, the 2020 presidential election, about 40 million Christians sat at home, did not go out to vote. I believe we're witnessing today, the potentiality, and I've talked about it before on the radio show, the potentiality of having some type of cataclysmic event take place, just like recently with CrowdStrike, where hospitals and banks and even service stations, the electronics were shut down, that the computers did not work, and some of the airlines still are backed up with traffic and are canceling flights. What if that was a test run to determine how we would react as a nation? What if that happens a week or 10 days before the election, November the 5th? What if, as George Redfield, the former CDC head, has already said, that we will, quote, he didn't say we might, he said we will have a pandemic before the end of the year. They've already, the federal government's already provided $167 million, $176 million to Moderna to prepare the vaccines for a pandemic that's supposed to come up. It's for the bird flu, and yet we've had only 4 cases of bird flu in the United States of America with no deaths, but all of a sudden we're supposed to get a vaccine to prevent it. What if we have the CrowdStrike operation that shuts everything down computer-wise and online? What if linked with that, all of a sudden we are told to lock down by the United Nations, which will be embraced by Kamala Harris or Joe Biden, either one? What if that happens? Is it possible that we're witnessing today the potentiality, the players being put in place, put on the chessboard, as I call it, to be ready to steal the election once again? And yes, you can put it in your little black book and count on it. I say that the election was stolen in 2020. And I say that unless God intervenes, it will be stolen again. Because all of the players in place, all of the chips are being put on the board, all of the chessmen are being arranged, so that is the high potentiality. So we need to pray. As Christians, we need to understand that we're in desperate days, we're in serious times, where either Joe Biden, in fact, Kamala Harris, as one has put it, Kamala Harris is Joe Biden 2.0. Joe Biden 2.0. In fact, let me go back to a headline, dumb. And DEI, that word DEI simply means diversity, equity, and inclusion. Candidate, Trump allies attack Kamala Harris based on her race and gender. Now, that's what's already being promulgated in the media, that the Trump allies, and that would include all of the MAGA followers, the Make America Great Again voters, make us look like somehow, some way, we're bad people because we're talking about her race and gender. Well, supposedly, Hillary Clinton has just said that she was delighted, even though she wasn't elected president in 2016, that she was delighted that she broke the ceiling, the glass ceiling, that makes it possible for a female to be elected as president. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not talking about the gender of Kamala Harris. I'm talking about her serious ignorance, and I can call it that very clearly, her serious ignorance, her incompetency, and her absolutely being dumb or dumber in relationship to the nation and what needs to be done out of the Oval Office. I think that we have the political elitists that want her in there so that she can be a cognitive idiot, as Joe Biden has been an incognitive or lack of a cognitive ability puppet, so that they could puppeteers behind the scenes moving. In fact, it will be another opportunity for Barack Obama and the elitists to control the destiny of America. I think that we're in desperate times. I think it demands prayer and our participation. This article says when Joe Biden announced that he was dropping out the re-election bid and throwing his support behind Vice President Kamala Harris, the dynamics of the entire presidential race radically shifted. Harris was already facing attacks that centered on her race and gender. That's not true. Making it clear that while Republicans may try to tie her to some of Biden policies, she will face criticism as she never did before. Ladies and gentlemen, she's already said very clearly that she would finish what Joe has started, that she would carry out all of his plans and preparations and his policies. She would carry them out from the Oval Office if she is elected for that. One good thing, and I'll read the headline, then invite you to call. By the way, that number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. We're talking about today Kamala Harris, anti-God candidate for president. Anti-God. Let me elongate that. Anti-God, anti-morals, anti-Christian, anti-nation, anti-America candidate for the United States presidency. Look at the headline, Kamala, California Kamala, a calamity for our country. She was the DEI pick for VP in 2020, and before her that, her record was devoid of any accomplishments from California. Barely 100 days before the biggest election, this article reads, Democrats have changed their horse during the race. Power brokers gave Joe Biden an ultimatum on Sunday to withdraw from his reelection campaign, despite how he was demographically nominated candidate, who said emphatically on Friday that he would remain in the race. This arm-twisting of an American president by insiders and billionaires was humiliating to the United States of America. And another sign of decline about which Trump rightly complains, the signature on Joe Biden's withdrawal letter does not match Joe Biden's signature on his executive orders and other public documents. End quote. Further, this article reads, the liberal media criticized Trump for saying at his enormous Michigan rally on Saturday that America is failing. But the next day, the proof came in with the suspicious withdrawal by Joe Biden as conveyed merely by posting on X, that is on Twitter. Within 24 hours, Democrats announced that enough delegates had been lined up to nominate Biden's replacement with Kamala Harris, who rose through the ranks in California on the arm of the Golden State's most powerful politicians, Willie Brown. No world leader is going to take Harris seriously with that background. She won't be able to end the Ukrainian war, Russian war. An escalation of the war against Russia, a power broker, is what a power broker wants, the reason they're picking Kamala Harris. The pandemic of homelessness and crime in San Francisco because of far worse while Harris was Attorney General of the state. Unwilling to do anything to clean it up, Harris also fully supports anti-parent transgender movement, which just enacted a new California law for teachers in the state of California. The article further reads, and I quote, then we'll take our next caller. Elon Musk packed his bags and moved his two companies out of California, and we do not want business and people moving out of the United States under California Kamala as president. Ladies and gentlemen, everyone that's in the know in relationship to Kamala's background, her qualifications, and her abilities, all of them know that she is not qualified. She is not a candidate that should be seriously considered. But yet we have the puppeteers postulating her as being the next president. My question is, how do we respond as Christians? What will it hold for us as Christians for the future? How should we respond? What do we know about her in relationship to her morals, ethics, and values? We're going to talk about that in just a moment. I believe we have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go with your question or comment, please.
Yes. Good morning, Dr. Youngblood.
Good morning. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Did you hear about this report? A reporter asked Kamala Harris, has she ever been to the border? And she said, yes. And the reporter said, you lying. And then she said, well, I never went to, I think, Paris or Europe. And then she laughed. I mean, you're going to have a lying.
Kenneth, if you would reach over and turn your radio down, it's echoing for us.
Oh. Okay, can you hear me better now?
Can you hear you better now? It's not the echo. Go ahead.
Yes. I was listening to a report, and the reporter asked her, has she ever really been to the border? And she said, yes. And he said, you're lying. And she said, well, I never been to Europe. And she left.
Well, I think she said, I never been to Paris, to be precise with it. Kamala Harris couldn't find the border with a GPS in her automobile. Kamala Harris has never been interested in the border. Kamala Harris is unqualified, and yet she is the one that's supposed to be the border czar, appointed by as vice president by Joe Biden to maintain it. Yet we all know that somewhere between 10 and 13 million have entered the southern border since 2020's election with Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. And right now there's some, I believe it's either 3,000 or 30,000 is an astronomical number that's coming through Mexico right now, rushing the United States border because they realize that if Trump goes in office in January, they will be repelled, rejected, and deported. So they're trying to rush the borders now. That indicates where we are. But, Kenneth, the bottom line is, what will America be like for Christians, conservatives, patriots, if Kamala Harris is president? Kamala Harris, for example, Kenneth has already said that she would replace the Roe versus Wade that the Supreme Court just a year ago rejected, that she will put another law in the books, make sure that we have federal laws in the United States of America that would mandate abortion right up to and including the time of birth. That's one of her goals. That's just one of them. That slaps in the face of every Christian, every conservative, and every patriot in the United States of America. We need to recognize that there's a major, major, major problem with Kamala Harris' morals, ethics, and values. So, Kenneth, we need to keep praying, keep looking up. Thank you so much for your call today. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. I believe we have Jose on the line. Jose, go ahead with your question or comment, please.
Hey, brother, it's kind of crazy the times that we are living. You know what I mean? We know it's the last days. We know this is about to end. That's why we see the enemy using whoever he can, you know what I mean, inside and outside the church. And for the light of me, I don't get what's going on with the black community. They just look at the skin color, and they just, most of them are on board, the Christian community. And I'm like, my God, don't they know what this woman, do they have any clue what does this woman, what does she believe in? Everything that she believes in is anti-Bible, is anti-Christian.
Yes, absolutely.
But I guess, yeah, I mean, it's just, you feel like, my God, but what's going on here? And if she were an employee or any private sector company, she'll be fired a long time ago. She'll be looking for employment. Her only job in the past 4 years is the border czar. And when you look at the border, I mean, that's her only job. And she's a sorry. I mean, she has not passed the test. She has done a horrible job. How she's running for president? Are you kidding
me?
Well, but I saw some of her supporters, brother. You know the type.
As it stands now, it looks dark, dim, and desperate for us as Americans, especially as Christians, conservatives, and patriots. It's my prayer that God will divinely intervene in their convention and will just absolutely, if I would use the term, not literally speaking, but blow it off the map from the standpoint of what they're trying to do. Jose, I'm looking at a headline. It says, Elon Musk points to this video of Kamala Harris as warning for what her presidency will look like. Quote, I mean, she's been vice president. For God's sake, she must be a fairly bright woman. I would think, but of course, he is saying this in sarcasm. He did not find on the video anything that would show that she is anyway qualified to be the president of the United States of America. There are major, major, major deficits, but Jose, not looking at just the physical deficits, as we would call them, but there's so many things that Kamala Harris, for example, Kamala Harris can't put a sentence together. We all realize that.
Yes.
Kamala Harris is in a position where she promises to give all, she's calling it, giving back the nation, woman's health care. That's a code word for giving back abortion. She's saying if she's president, she will make sure that a federal law is passed, making it legal across America for murder by way of abortion, even up to birth. And Kamala Harris is anti-Second Amendment. She said that she wants gun control in America. If she's president, that's what she will find. She's already said that she's going to take all that Joe Biden has been doing and attempting to do and put it on the fast track to get it done. So, Jose, a very simple question. From what you know about, from what you have seen in relationship to Kamala Harris, past, present, and what she's proposing for the future, how should Christians respond? Is that something that will be pro-Christian or anti-Christian, anti-God? What are your views on that?
It's anti-God. It's sad to say, but 99.9% of the Democrats are anti-God, anti-Bible, plain and simple. And the worst part, brother, you know what it is? The supporters. I saw, you know, the type of the liberals with the nose ring, with the purple hair. And when they asked that girl who she voted for, guess what she said? I don't care if the Democrat candidate is a brain in a lab jar. I'm gonna vote for that person. When I saw that, I was like, are you kidding me? How insane these people are. You know what I mean? Saying that, well, now they got it. Somebody with no brain, they got it now running. And the people, they don't look at her record. It's, everything is built on hatred and fear-mongering that the media has done for the past, 7 years against Trump. I hope that doesn't work. You know what I mean? But at this point, it's mind-boggling to see these people. No matter who they're voting for, they don't look at the record. They don't look at what they propose. I don't care. Everything is about hatred because I don't like that guy. How insane is that, brother? That's not the American that I know. It was different ideas. We're going to debate. I like that idea. I don't like this idea. And you decide it. But now, no, I hate him, and I don't care what he says. I'm going to vote for whoever goes against him. That's not the American way, brother. All right, brother. Thank you very much. Have a blessed day.
Thank you, Jose, for your call and your insight. You're spot on with that. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a subject today, an issue today that I believe should grasp the attention of every one of us. I'm saying Kamala Harris, anti-God candidate. May I say anti-God, anti-morals, anti-Christ, anti-Christian, anti-church, anti-anything that the Word of God stands for. This is the reason I say over and over and over, we should view what is taking place in America and on a global basis through the prism of the Word of God. That's having a central Biblicist worldview. What does God's Word say? Based on what we know that Kamala Harris has done in the past, based on the fact that she said that she would be, I call it Joe Biden 2.0 on steroids, based on the fact that Kamala Harris is 1,000% for the homosexual, transsexual, LGBTQ agenda. How should we feel? How should we view it as Christians? Should we embrace? Listen, I'm not talking about ethnicity. I'm not talking about gender. I'm talking about simply from her policies and what she has dogmatically determined that she will do. And it's very, very well known from California all the way to Washington as to what her stand would be. She is for the sodomite lifestyle. She is for pro-LGBTQ transgender embracing anything that would be forcing Christians, conservatives, and patriots to embrace and to celebrate the transgender, insanity today. She's willing to pass laws celebrating and embracing that which is a stench in the nostrils of God. Kamala Harris is against God's biblical plan for marriage. She's 100% for sodomite marriages. Let me just read you a portion of an article, ladies and gentlemen. I'm talking about Kamala Harris being an anti-God, anti-Christ, anti-church, anti-Christian, anti-morals candidate. You say, well, that's pretty heavy. I mean for it to be heavy. I mean for it to get our attention. It's my intention for us to recognize what we're dealing with. It was bad enough with Sleepy Joe. It was bad enough with his cognitive inability. It's bad enough to know that he is still going to be at the helm for the next 4 months approximately. What will happen in American jurisprudence in that period of time? What's going to happen to American freedom in the 4 months that Joe is still sitting in the driver's seat out of the Oval Office, which is an illegal seat for him because the election was stolen electronically? What's going to take place in our nation in the next 4 months with our global leaders watching, laughing at the weakness of America and seeing the emptiness in the suit that is in the presidential office and what they need to do. Looking at a headline, what Christians should know about Kamala Harris following President Biden's withdrawal and endorsement. This article is dated July the 22nd. On July the 21st, Joe Biden formally ended his pursuit for the Democratic Party's nomination for president. Following weeks of pressure from the party's officials, elected leaders, and donors, he endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris to be the nominee. Endorsements quickly followed him for leading Democrats and donors, including sitting governors, senators, representatives, and mayors of large cities. As the general election season begins in earnest, Christians, hear me, this article writes, Christians should carefully consider this new candidate for president. Then the article reads, Harris's track record is unmistakably clear. In the various roles that she has held, Harris has protected abortion access and the destruction of preborn lives, undermined biblical marriages and sexuality, and weakened all religious liberties and its protections. The article further reads, Kamala Harris is the first vice president to ever make an official visit to an abortion clinic and give praise. In 2024, Harris toured the Planned Parenthood in Minnesota. She praised the clinic workers for providing true leadership and helping people to have a health care that they need. In 2020, Kamala Harris, her first opposition of the Hyde Amendment, which prevents the use of federal funds for abortion procedures. She was also co-sponsor of the Women's Health Protection Act in 2019, which would have prevented all restrictions on abortion procedures. Additionally, in her role as Attorney General, she was a proud proponent of California's Reproductive FACT Act, which forced pro-life clinics. In those pro-life clinics, she was trying to shut them down in the state of California. On marriage and sexuality, in 2010, Harris refused to defend constitutional amendment passed by California voters, which restricted marriage to only those between a man and a woman, because she refused to defend it in the role of Attorney General. In other words, ladies and gentlemen, in the state of California, when she was Attorney General, there was the movement to have a constitutional amendment to provide voters with the restricted access so that anybody can marry anybody. She was for that. She was against the pro-marriage of one man and one woman. That is Kamala Harris's position today. Kamala Harris doesn't see any problem with having every state have to submit to a federal standard of saying that marriage can be Butch and Charlie, or it can be Susie and Sally, and not as God. God ordained marriage, one man, one woman, one lifetime, one commitment. God created two sexes. He created two genders, not multiple genders. He created male and female, created he them, Genesis 1:27 tells us. We're in a position, ladies and gentlemen, that with Kamala Harris, she is against anything that is pro-life. She's against anything that would be considered biblical sexuality in marriage. She's against anything that would be considered religious liberties. In fact, her position is that they ought not to be in religious liberties at all. It should come from top down with the federal government telling us what we can and cannot do. I'm looking at a headline that says Kamala Harris tried to scare conservatives into silence. The 2024 presidential race on Sunday changed. The endorsement is the Vice President Kamala Harris in what is now an open Democratic primary. Targeted Planned Parenthood foes. Here's a part of this article. Harris cultivated a buddy exterior as Vice President. But before she followed Biden into the White House, she developed a record of being tough on crime and weaponizing the laws to silence all political opponents. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what she did as the district attorney in the state of California. That's what she has been for with Joe Biden. Joe Biden, as you know, listen, and Kamala Harris has already said she's going to take Joe Biden's work, his plans and his protocol, and she's going to carry it out and finish what Joe started. Her very words, not mine. So what does that mean? Continue to try to destroy any political opponent. And that's exactly what they've done for the past 8 years now, approximately, with Donald J. Trump. As you know, they've tried to destroy him financially. They, the Democratic Party, Joe Biden's direction out of the Oval Office, tried to destroy him financially. They've tried to destroy him politically. They've tried to destroy him with any potentiality of being the reelected as president. They've tried to impeach him twice. They've tried to put him in jail and still the potentiality of them trying to do so before the election date of November the 5th of this year. That didn't work. The last, tool in the Democratic's ploy against the political enemy was to try to assassinate Donald J. Trump. And that took place on July the 13th, 5:11 p.m. in the fields out in Butler, Pennsylvania. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe it was orchestrated. I believe it was planned. I believe it was the last straw in their hat in relationship to trying to prevent Donald J. Trump from being the candidate that is most favored in this election. Ladies and gentlemen, Harris's Attorney General in California was in favor of a law to prevent our religious liberties. She was against the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. Kamala Harris is... listen, ladies and gentlemen, Kamala Harris is 100% for having federal laws authorizing marijuana as a legal drug in the United States of America. Now, if I didn't have anything else, but just simply, she is pro-death, not pro-life. She is pro-sodomite lifestyle and not morals and ethics and values. She is pro-marijuana. She's pro-drugs. Anything and everything, ladies and gentlemen, that the Word of God is against, that Christians and moral, ethical conservatives ought to stand against, she is for it. Ladies and gentlemen, to summarize it, Kamala Harris is against God. She's against biblical marriage. She's against pro-life. She is against life. She is pro-abortion. She is against the Bill of Rights. She says there ought not to be any rights to keep and bear arms. There's no freedom of speech, no religious liberties under Kamala Harris's promulgating rules and regulations. The bottom line, ladies and gentlemen, is simply this. We must start praying now for God's protection in the United States of America for this election. We need to pray and participate. We need to be prepared to vote. We need to recognize the biblical principles, ladies and gentlemen, and stand up and be counted on November the 5th. We must not sit in silence. We must stand for our religious liberties, freedom of speech, and the rights to keep and bear arms that we find to be absolutely right before God. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Come celebrate Independence Day with First Conservative Baptist Church, Sunday, June 30th. The celebration starts at 10 a.m. The Redemption Trio will be in concert. There will be a special pulpit message from Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, then a barbecue lunch following the services. Celebrate America's independence at First Conservative Baptist Church, Sunday, June 30th, starting at 10 a.m. with the Redemption Trio. First Conservative Baptist Church is located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road. First Conservative Baptist Church, expository preaching, changeless message for a changing world. There's a promise coming down that dusty road. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're delighted that you've joined us today. If you'd like to dial in, 904-831-0917. As some have put it in the past, you'd like to put in your 2 cents worth. We're delighted to hear from you. We're talking with Congressman Mike Hill, former District 1 representative for the state of Florida. We're asking questions in relationship to his opinion and thoughts in relationship to the great debate, the presidential debate this evening. And as we think on that subject, it comes to my mind, Congressman Hill, again, thank you for joining us. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on what I think is a very, very important issue. But let me ask you a question, Congressman. Do you believe that conservatives and Christians ought to be concerned about this? Should conservatives and Christians tune in and watch? What does this mean, this debate, what I'm speaking of, what this debate redound to as far as the conservatives and Christians are concerned in America? Should we be interested? Should we be concerned? What should be our posture? How should we respond as we watch the debate and the aftermath?
Yes, we definitely should be concerned about this debate and about the direction of our nation right now, Dr. Youngblood. And this is not hyperbole. I believe we're going to see on display good versus evil. Mm-hmm. I think we're going to see